When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. How you have to finish the hat. How you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat. Mapping out a sky. What it feels like planning a sky. What you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die. Until there's nothing but sky. And how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light. How the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat. Reaching to the world of the hat like a window. Back to this one from that. Studying a face. Stepping back to look at a face. Leaves a little space in the way. Like a window. But to see. It's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, you can say to yourself, well, I give what I give. But the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out a sky. Finishing a hat, starting on a hat. Finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat. Where there never was a hat.
And that was the downbeat of Jake Gyllenhaal's current performance as the artist George Seurat in Sunday in the Park with George. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Marchtime Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today I thought we'd spend, I don't know, we say Sunday in the dark with Larry. I don't know if the lights are on or not, but we are going to share some impressions about this great musical, Sunday in the Park with George, which has just reopened in the second revival on Broadway to tremendous reviews. And it's always a good time to celebrate this particular classic. Georges Seurat was an artist of 19th century Paris who thought so far past the box that it took many years to discover his genius. And if any show emotionally, artistically, theatrically thought outside the box, it was this particular show. This represented the first collaboration between Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine, began in 1982, and shockingly now, at a distance of several decades, it was the first off-Broadway show that Sondheim really worked on from scratch. And I remember going to see it in the summer of 1983 at Playwrights Horizons, the old theater on 42nd Street, and quivering with, shall we say, perpetual anticipation. And there Sondheim walked out in the flesh, ladies and gentlemen, and said, "Folks, we only have one act. We haven't written the second yet." And it hardly mattered, because what an evening in the theater it was, and what a theatrical production it turned out to be. Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters in, they were already had careers, legendary parts, and a show that has continued to baffle in many ways, but intrigue, enlighten, and move audiences ever since its little debut in 1983. So here are Mandy and Bernadette at the very beginning of the show. We're on the island of La Grande Jatte in the 1880s in Paris, seen through the very febrile but artistic and searching eyes of Georges Seurat, played by Mandy Patinkin.
White, a blank page or canvas? The challenge: bring order to the whole. Through design, composition, tension, balance, light, and harmony.
Sit in the shade while I have to stand in the sun. Hello, George. There is someone in this dress. A trickle of sweat. The back of the head. He always does this. Now the foot is dead. Sunday in the park with George. One more. The collar is damp, beginning to pinch. The bustle slipping. I won't budge one inch. Who is at the zoo, George? Who is at the zoo? The monkey's at who, George? The monkey's at who?
Don't move.
Artists are bizarre, fixed, cold. That's you, George, you're miss. Fixed, cold. I like that in a man. Fixed, cold. God, it's hot out here. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're posing for a picture being painted by your lover. Petticoat's wet, which adds to the weight. The sun is blinding. All right, concentrate.
Eyes open, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
Look out at the water, not at me.
Sunday in the park with George. Well, if you want bread and respect and attention, not to say connection, modeling's no profession. If you want respond instead when you're dead. It's a more public and more permanent expression of affection. You want a painter, poet, sculptor, preferably marble, granite, bronze, durable. Something nice with swans that's durable forever. I love your beard, George. I love your size, George. But most, George, of all. But most of all. Of a stay right under the tit. Now don't give in, just lift the arm a bit.
Don't lift the arm, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
Bustle high, please.
Not even a nod, as if I were trees. The ground could open, he would still say please.
Well, I made a little joke earlier on about our impressions of Sunday in the Park with George, because Seurat was, of course, an impressionist painter, and he had this philosophy that he evolved through painting called pointillism. We call them dots, but the French call them points, little bits of color in juxtaposition with other little bits of color that would create a tension between the viewer and the canvas. So it seems to me only fitting that we look at some other artists' way of rendering the score in their own, in this case, jazz impression. Here is Herbie Hancock to render Georges Seurat's philosophy, Color and Light. Thank you.
Georgie, how
That was Barbara Cook and Ewan Morton from Sondheim on Sondheim. That is a song sung in the first act between George Seurat's mother and himself about the mutability of change and its paradoxes. Well, I talked earlier about impressions of Sunday in the Park with George. If there's ever been a major score that dealt more with tonic sounds and juxtaposition of notes as dots of color, I can't imagine it. One of the most sophisticated scores ever written, and you could see how different artists would want to play on it and play with it. Here is composer Stephen Reich, who has filtered something called Finishing the Hat, Two Pianos, played by Anthony DeMar. In the song Finishing the Hat, which we heard at the beginning of the program in Jake Gyllenhaal's version, who's currently playing George in the Broadway revival, he sings about the window that you have to pass through, that light comes through a window and a viewer comes through a window. And in many ways, that's a metaphor for the tangled relationship between George and his mistress, Dot. They have a window between them. They have a space between them that really can't be overcome. George obviously obsessed with his art, and Dot desperate for some sort of recognition and affection from a man who's bound up. It seems like one of the oldest tropes in the world, tortured artist and abandoned mistress. But Sondheim and Lapine take it to a completely different level. Here is from the previous Broadway revival, which is from a British production. This is Daniel Evans and Jenna Russell ripping apart the relationship between Seurat and his mistress Dot towards the end of the first act.
Why are you telling me this?
First you ask for a painting that is not yours, and now you tell me this. I have work to do.
Yes, George. Run to your work. Hide behind your painting. I have come to tell you that I am leaving because I thought you might care to know. Foolish of me, because you care about nothing.
I care about many things.
Things, not people.
People too. I cannot divide my feelings up as neatly as you. And I am not hiding behind my canvas. I am living in it.
What you care for is yourself.
I care about this painting. You will be
I
in this painting.
I have something you can use.
I thought you
It's because I understand that I left, that
there
I am leaving.
There is nothing you can say, is there?
Yes, George, there is. You can tell me not to go. Say it to me. Tell me not to go. Tell me that you're hurt. Tell me you're relieved. Tell me that you're bored. Anything, but don't assume I know. Tell me what you feel.
What I feel? You know exactly how I feel. Why do you insist you must hear the words when you know I cannot give you words? Not the ones you There's nothing to say. I cannot be what you want.
What do you want,
I needed
George?
You and you left.
There was no room for
you
me.
You will not accept who I am. I am what I do, which you knew, which you always knew, which I thought you were a part of.
No, you are complete, George. You are your own. We do not belong together. Complete, George, you all alone. I am unfinished, I am diminished, with or without you. We do not belong together, and we should have belonged together. What made it so right together is what made it all wrong. No one is you, George, there we agree, but others will do, George. No one is you, and no one can be, but no one is me, George, no one is me. We do not belong together, and we'll never belong. A mission to see. Now I have one too, George. And we should have belonged together. I have to move on.
Well, of course, Seurat is in pursuit of his grand masterpiece, a huge painting of this riverbank and the people who enjoy it on their day off called Sunday on the Island of La Grande Jatte, which resides currently at the Art Institute of Chicago. And all this chaos in his life, both personal and artistic, gets pulled together in what is surely one of, if not the greatest, Act One closers of all time, where Lapine staged all these characters to come together under the watchful eye of Mandy Patinkin and transform into this legendary painting. So here is the, from the 1984 Broadway, because it moved to Broadway the next year, original cast album skillfully produced by Thomas Shepard. Here is the end of Act One of Sunday in the Park with George.
design. Tension. Balance.
Big reveal of the Finnish version of Sunday on La Grande Jatte. Act one closer of Sunday in the Park with George. And as you go up the aisle of what was the Booth Theater to get your back then, $2 Coca-Cola, this was the intermission between these two extraordinarily different acts of Sunday in the Park with George. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're celebrating this show because it's got a terrific revival now at the Hudson Theater, or Theater Revived itself, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Annalee Ashford, which you should all go see if you like musical theater. And you must, or you wouldn't be listening to this program, would you? Well, if you've come back down the aisle, you'll see a reveal of the people who were frozen in time by Seurat's painting, even though we have moved the action forward to 1983. From the London Cast album, here is It's Hot Up Here.
It's hot up here. It's hot and it's monotonous. I want my glasses.
This is not my good profile.
Nobody can even see my profile.
I hate this dress. The soldiers have forgotten us.
The boatman Schwitzes.
I am completely out of proportion.
These helmets weigh a lot on us.
This tree is blocking my view.
I can't see anything.
Why are they complaining? It could have been raining.
I hate these people.
It's hot up here, a lot up here. It's hot up here, forever. A lot of fun. It's not up here. It's hot up here, no matter what. There's not a breath of air up here. And they're up here, forever. It's not my fault. I got up here.
Mother's hand quite so tightly. Thank you.
It's hot up here. At least you have a parasol.
Well, look who's talking, sitting in the shade.
I trust my cigar is not bothering you. Unfortunately, it never goes out.
It's good to be together again.
See, I told you they were all. Don't slouch.
She took my glasses.
You've been eating something sticky.
I put on rouge today too.
Don't you ever take a bath.
Just hand me my fan. I can't.
At least the brat is with her mother.
I heard that.
Do you like tall grass?
Jules, bunch of animals.
I hate these people.
It's hot up here and strange up here. No change up here forever. How still it is, how odd it is. And God, it is so hot.
I like the one in the light hat.
Hello, George. I do not wish to be remembered like this, George. With them, George. My hem, George. 3 inches off the ground, and then this monkey and these people, George. They'll argue till they fade. Whisper things and grunt. But thank you for the shade and putting me in front. Yes, thank you, George, for that. And for the hat.
It's hot up here. It's hot and it's monotonous.
I want my glasses.
This is not my good profile.
I hate this dress.
It's hot up here.
The soldiers have forgotten us.
It's hot up here.
I hate
this dress. And by the warm money you're paying, it's very degrading. You got my hat so hot. Well, there are worse things than sweating by a river on a Sunday. There are worse things than sweating by a river.
When you're sweating in a picture that was painted by a genius.
But you know that you're a model.
And you'll always be remembered.
Even if they never see you.
And you're listening to drivel.
And you're part of your companion.
And your glasses have a stolen.
And you're bored beyond endurance.
And the baby has no nappies.
And your slouch I am not.
And you are out of all proportion.
And I hate these people.
I'll never get a breeze up here. And she's up here forever. You cannot run amok up here. You're stuck up here in this snuffot. Perspectives don't make sense up here.
I really like that rendition from the British version because they sing about it being a gavotte, which obviously rhymes with hot. It has a little bit of a resonance of what? Yes, you in the back? Yes, the Ascot gavotte from My Fair Lady. Well, the score to Sunday in the Park with George is much beloved, but if there was ever a score that was so deeply integral to its narrative that it couldn't be pulled out, it's probably this one. But leave it to Barbara Streisand to reinvent it as her own kind of psychodrama about being a singer and a producer. Here is the brilliant version, which Sondheim rewrote the lyrics for her. That's how powerful she is, folks. Barbara Streisand and Putting It Together.
Look, I've spent a lot of time working on this.
Look,
I
no one's
going to
buy it. No one.
Well, how can...
Nobody in Middle America, anyway, that's for sure.
He's right.
Well, why...
Sweetheart, it's just not commercial.
What is commercial?
It's
really
not what's selling nowadays.
I mean, personally, I
be
love it, but...
nice, girl.
Nobody's into this kind of material.
You have to pay a price, girl.
This album needs a hit single we can push.
They like to give advice, girl.
The whole idea's too risky.
Don't think about it twice,
girl. Your audience won't understand this kind of thing.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait till you hear it?
This is like your old stuff.
Art isn't easy.
We gotta appeal to the kids.
Even when you're hot.
Why would you want to make an album like this anyway?
Advancing art is easy.
I think we ought to talk seriously about
financing
this.
Financing it is not.
Why take chances?
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
Nobody respects your artistic integrity more than I do.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece. Only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
We really need all these musicians.
Link by link, making the connections, yes we do. Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician like you play piano, bass and drums. Otherwise you'll find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. Cocktail conversation, if it gets the funds for your foundation. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive.
Would you agree to do an interview?
Maybe one. Building up the image, shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your object and not give all your privacy away, a little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. You're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end. You're suddenly last year's sensation. All they ever want is repetition. All they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition. Gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position, so that you can be on exhibit, so that your work can be on exhibition. Be new, girl. They tell you till they're blue, girl. You're new or else you're through, girl. And even if it's true, girl, you do what you can do. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, working out the vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
Oh, she's an original.
Was.
Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation, balancing the part that's all musician with the part that's strictly presentation, balancing the money with the mission till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion, that is taking all your concentration. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, by track, by bit, by reel, by pop, by sack, by snip, by nail, by shot, by steel, by shred, by shot, by doubt, and that is the state of the art.
Thank you.
have liked him. Mama, you would. Mama, he makes things. Mama, they're good. Just as you said from the start, children and art. Children and art. He should be happy. Mama, he's blue. What do I do? You should have seen it. It was a sight. Mama, I mean it. All color and light. I don't understand what it was, but Mama, the things that he does, they twinkle and shimmer and buzz. You would have liked them. It. She is. Mama is everywhere. He must have loved her so much. This is our family. This is the lot. After I go, this is all that you've got, honey. Wasn't she beautiful, though? Such a drama. A little less thinking, a little more feeling. I'm just quoting Mama. The child is so sweet, and the girls are so rapturous. Isn't it lovely how artists can capture us? You would have liked her. Honey, I'm wrong. You would have loved her. Mama enjoyed things. Mama was smart. See how she shimmers. I mean from the heart. I know, honey, you don't agree. But this is our family tree. Just wait till we're there and you'll see. Listen to me. Listen to Mama. Children and art. Children and art.
That was Maria Friedman, very gifted British singer and performer, singing Children in Art. The second act of Sunday in the Park with George, for those of you who aren't aware of it, takes place in the future, when it had opened at any rate, the time in which the show was written, 1983, where George's great-grandson, also named George, is sort of trying to figure out who he is and what his artistic identity is, and has a very beautiful moment with his grandmother, Marie, and she sings about children in art. That's a very personal song for me because my wife and I saw the first Broadway revival, I guess it would have been 9-10 years ago, and during this number, my wife was 6-7 months pregnant, and during this number, my son, now, Miles, started kicking like crazy, and she had to get up and leave during Children in Art. So I can only assume he was a young Sondheim fan from the year dot, as they say, in England. Well, Sunday in the Park with George has such an extraordinary reputation. It really is an outlier of all outliers. It's brilliant and moving and cerebral and difficult and all the things we like in a challenging piece. It did not win the Tony that year, but it went on to win the Pulitzer Prize, the first one for Stephen Sondheim, and also the first one for a musical, I think, since A Chorus Line a decade earlier. It's become, you know, such a beloved champion that at Sondheim's 80th birthday, some, 30 years after the fact, Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin reunited to sing the most moving song for me at the end of the show, Move On, and we'll hear that recording from the Great Performances broadcast of that. Not the actual ending of the show, but I think it's emotional highlight. And you just hear in their voices that they themselves have moved on and matured, and so you have two or three shows going on simultaneously. I hope you all get a chance to see Sunday in the Park with George, currently in revival at the Hudson Theater. And I hope this was for you no ordinary Sunday, but a great chance to spend some time with a major work of art. The last three words of the show is George's ode to a blank canvas or a blank page, in which he says that these three tantalizing words, so many possibilities. So I want to thank and honor Sondheim and James Lapine for giving us so many possibilities, not only in this show, but in the American Musical Theater. And Sunday in the Park is a work that a friend of mine said, you know, the public has caught up to it. And I think each generation reveals and finds something new, as Bernadette Peters will sing in a moment. So thanks for joining us for our broadcast today.
Are you working on something new?
No.
That is not like you, George.
I have nothing to say.
You have many things.
Well, nothing that's not been said.
Said by you, George.
I do not know where to go.
And nor did I.
I want to make things that count. Things that will be new.
I did what I had to do.
What am I to do?
Know where you're going, you've gone. Just keep moving on. I chose and my world was shaken, so what? The choice may have been mistaken, the choosing was not. You have to move on. Look at what you want, not at where you are. Not at what you'll be. Look at all the things you've done for me. Open up my eyes. Taught me how to see. Notice every tree.
Notice every tree.
Understand the light.
I want to move on. I want to explore the light. I want to know how to get through to something new, something of my own. Move on, move on.
Stop worrying if your vision is new. Let others make that decision, they usually do. You keep moving on. Look at what you've done.
Something in the light,
not at
something
what you
in the
want,
sky,
not
in the
where
grass,
you want,
up behind
what
the tree.
Look at all the things you gave to
things
me.
Things I hadn't looked at
Let
till
me
now.
Give to
a flower
you
in
something
your hat.
In return.
And your smile.
I
and the
so
color
pleased.
Of your hair. and the way you catch the light, and the care, and the feeling, and the
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.